Right, we'll leap on to Stuart's.
We'll chat about Hurt Locker.
Did we all see? These, yes, we all saw Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker. Yes. All these serious films and whatnot. Bit of wartime action. Well, there wasn't much action, to be honest, but directed by Catherine Bigelow, who...
She's Strange Days.
She did Strange Days.
Which
is
quite an interesting film.
So quite a record of doing kind of offbeat takes on maybe standard stuff. So it's basically a film that focuses on a small group of bomb disposal experts working out in, is it Iraq?
It is, yeah.
I remember if it was Iraq or Afghanistan.
It's in Iraq, but it's filmed in Jordan, if I'm correct in saying that.
Okay. And if we want to complicate the issue, the lead character was in Afghanistan just as the story begins. But no, it's mainly in
it
Iraq.
It is Iraq, yes.
And essentially there isn't that much more to the film. It basically follows them going around various scenarios, having to defuse these bombs that have been set up by the terrorists, and the kind of character interaction between them and the effect that having that kind of job has on the kind of people they are and how they can relate to each other and to the real world.
I think that's one of the things I liked about it most, is it's not your typical war movie.
No.
It's not all about action, and it's not all about some moral message about what somebody thinks we should be doing or we shouldn't be doing in a foreign country. It's about, these are the people that are doing things, this is what they're up to, and this is how it's affecting them. And it was really quite a personal story for all that.
Yeah. What really got to me about it, though, was that level of tension that was built in the scenes where there was defusing bombs. Especially even just the opening scene following their robot up and down the street, and the way it's filmed, a mixture of the normal film and the handheld, there is a bit of shaky cam in there, but the way it's done, it's very well presented.
It's actually for a reason, isn't it? Yeah, it's not the director.
It helps rather than just to cover up something or just because it's the thing to do.
Mm. Well, the tension is kind of there within seconds almost of the opening scene. Because you think, why would we be seeing this if something was going to happen? And the way that camera is so close, and it's, you're just, and then,
And actually, that first explosion really got through to me what it would be like to be really close to an explosion.
Well, the way the ground, there was that shot, do you remember
close-up shots
of the earth?
The earth, the rust off the...
That was the bit.
Rust off the car.
There was an old car with a rust hardened on, and an explosion and shockwave hit. It just flew just off like particles.
And then the ground, the sort of red sand or gravel, just rippling and...
Mm.
Looked amazing. Yeah. In slow motion, I suppose, but slow motion.
And coupled with that, so how shocking those moments are, coupled with the people who are engaged in trying to dispose and get rid of these bombs, and they're quite relaxed, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Almost
it's just their job. It's just what they do.
Yeah.
It's not to us the idea of defusing a bomb, walking up to this big pile of explosives, and you know, cut the right wire, you're fine. Cut the wrong one, and you're going to be splattered over a wall. Yeah. But to these guys, it's just...
It's 9 o'clock, switch on the computer,
It's just another day. It's like us sitting here watching our films. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the lead, Jeremy Renner, I think his name is, the lead actor. He's great. And there's kind of a... not really that subtle, but there's almost a Wild West cowboy...
Yeah.
Undercurrent there, certainly in his kind of opening scenes when he's walking down, there's like a High Noon style walk down the
the
street, and he sets off the canister and things, and there's in the music, I'm sure if I was picking up right, there's a bit of a Wild West old cowboy theme to it, and he's kind of this rebel renegade almost maverick character, and kind of shakes things up a bit, and at first I wasn't sure about his character. It was just a little bit too OTT.
Yeah.
But then later on, as the film goes on, you realise why he's like that and how he's become like that. And
it's not a cliched reason either.
No. You think it is? I thought it was at the start. And I was thinking, absolutely. You just get a maverick in there, and he's a bit of a wild boy. But yeah, you do start to see, you find out as the film goes on why he's like that. And also I thought that originally it's all about procedure and their kind of daily life, like you said.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is going on a bit too long. The plot's not kicking in. It's like, are they going to do another one of these disposals and then...
Yeah, there is no sort of fixed story, conventional style story where they go from one point to another. It is just another day, another bomb type thing.
There's a hint at the bombs escalating some sort of connection, not in the traditional sense of one mad bomber kind of speed, but the idea that there's an escalation in the activities of these insurgents or whatever. And I think that's the only real connection between them.
And then we won't say anything about the end really, but it is all explained very well, I think, in the final sort of 10 minutes.
Confusing, and yet... And there's a part of me when I first saw it come on thought, oh, no, I don't like this. I don't like what's just happened. But then as as it progresses, you're going, oh, I can see why they're doing that. And it's all making connections. It's all coming together. Yeah, I really like that.
I think one of the other films I saw, which documentary Isolation, which was about soldiers that had come out of the army and it's kind of disconnect that they have. We've been able to deal with the real world. And perhaps kind of part of the Hurt Locker, when it delves into that territory, you might think it's a bit kind of cliched and whatnot, especially the final scenes. But kind of coupled with that, and actually in that there's a couple interviews with guys that have come out of the army and not been able to readjust, it kind of makes you realise that it's not something they've just made up for the sake of the end of this film. There is that kind of mentality of these guys that it's better to be out there than it is to be in the real world.
Yeah.
I could say the real world, but...
I did hear something. I heard an interview with Catherine Bigelow and the main writer, I think. I can't remember his name. I'm sure the film was based on an actual piece of... an article that you'd written about being out there. So it's based on that sort of thing, that fact.
Yeah, I think I seem to remember something about that. Some newspaper reporter had followed a team and he'd come back, written an article and that. He'd then turned it into a book.
So, no, you can definitely...
It's definitely worth checking out.